At 6:06, it is clear, 18 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 45 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. After a multi-day trial, Osage Chief John Red Eagle is removed from office. The Osage Congress approved 5 of the 6 articles of removal against him. A judge at Pawhuska notified Red Eagle yesterday of the verdict.
Chief Red Eagle, I wanted to advise you that the articles of removal have been sustained, 5 out of 6. To remove you from office and to disqualify you from holding any other office.
He stood accused of violating the Osage Constitution after the verdict. Scott Big Horse was sworn in as the new Osage chief. Former Tulsa City Councilor Roscoe Turner is dead. He was 81. The former City of Tulsa boiler inspector served District 3 for 4 terms in the City Council. He suffered a fatal heart attack yesterday. On State Capitol Watch, state lawmakers are getting budget reviews from the various state agencies. This as lawmakers get ready to draft next year's budget. Wagner State Senator Kim David chairs the Appropriations Subcommittee.
Asked our agencies to present us information today on if we have a flat budget, if we have a 3% cut or 5% cut. That is not guaranteeing that we're going to have a cut, but with the budget situation that we have in this climate, we all need to, you know, kind of be prepared for that.
State Health Commissioner Terry Klein testified that his agency has not had to eliminate any programs, but that most of the programs have been scaled back in recent years because of state cuts. Oklahoma Republican House Speaker T.W. Shannon is considering whether to give up his seat in the state legislature to run for the U.S. Senate post being vacated by Senator Tom Coburn. Shannon's political consultant told the Associated Press that Shannon will file paperwork with the Federal Election Commission to establish an exploratory committee. A volunteer fire department in Green Country struggling after its only truck was stolen gets a boost from a bicycle race.
The Avant Fire Department has hosted a rest stop every year for cyclists tackling dozens of miles on Tulsa Tough's Sunday Grand Fondo ride. Now Tulsa Tough is returning the favor. Race organizers donated thousands of dollars in equipment and funds just over a month after the department's only truck was stolen and burned with a lot of gear inside. Chief Gene Atkins says the community was in a tough spot.
The monetary value of everything that was on that truck was just astronomical. And when they found it burnt, we were destroyed. We did not have any way of doing any kind of medical runs at all.
Skyatook has been helping Avant with medical response since the truck was stolen. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
A public hearing is held for a proposed tax incentive district for a Macy's distribution center near Owosso. No one spoke for, or for that matter, against the proposal yesterday, but officials say that is not unusual. The center, which will provide more than 1,000 jobs, is in County Commissioner John Smoligo's district.
It really seems to resonate and make sense with just about everybody that for a small investment process that we have to go through locally with this, the long-term benefit for our entire region is going to be, it really makes it far more than worthwhile for us to do this.
A second public hearing will be held February 3rd, and then county leaders and other agencies impacted by the tax breaks offered will vote on creating an incentive district. Our weather forecast, sunny and near normal temperatures today. We will have a high of 45. It'll be very breezy tonight, cold, 11 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a wind chill advisory during the day, frigid conditions, a high of 21. Right now, it's clear and 18. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.